Good to know that we're going to be chatting with Dan Rickson as well, because it is will be big. There's no doubt about that. It could be the biggest crowd ever at a grade game to kick off the season.
It will be, TK. It will be. There'll be more cameras there than most state games, I would suspect.
No doubt.
You know, there'll be every television station there covering it. There'll be journalists down there. They'll be wanting to talk to Steve Smith. And I think that a lot of people will go down there just to watch him bat. Yeah. If, in fact, he does bat.
Newly married as well.
Yes.
Dan Rickson is the coach of the Sutherland Cricket Club. Dan's kind enough to give us some time this morning. Hi, Dan.
G'day. How are you, boys?
Yeah. Have you ever seen more publicity for round one of the grade season ever, Dan?
Certainly not in my time. It's very exciting, as you can imagine, the hype around the club.
Has he been training, Dan? Or has he been concentrating on his wedding?
Yeah, he's... He's been a little bit preoccupied of late, but he's been good enough to get in touch with us yesterday and looking forward to training this week.
Oh, beautiful. Dan, yeah, as coach, what's your sort of input when he's in the nets? Do you say, Steve, come
elbow,
over here.
Elbow up, mate.
Yeah,
elbow
like...
up.
very little input, as you can imagine. I'll sit back and probably watch the net session with interest, as many of the other players will.
We were talking about it yesterday and earlier this morning, Dan. What a tremendous input it'll be from Steve for, say, the younger guys playing first grade. Not only a thrill to play with him, but just what a great learning experience it can be.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We were obviously Steve's a local junior and went through the system and had the players he looked up to and aspired to be like when he was young. So it's fantastic that he gets the opportunity to be that role model for other people.
Not only have you got Steve Smith in the side, but there's Shane Watson, there's Ben Dorfus, and Austin Waugh. That's Steve's son,
yep.
Isn't it, Austin?
Yep.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're extremely fortunate to have the calibre of player that we do have, and more importantly, the calibre of character that they are. They all give their time very freely and make my job as head coach very, very easy when you've got, you know, the wealth of knowledge that we do around the place.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the other players, the experience they'll gain. Dan, what about as a coach, quite clearly, you'd be keen to have some, you know, pick the brains of Steve Smith.
Yeah, definitely. And I've been fortunate enough to catch up and sit down with Watto over the last couple of years and, you know, learn from him and his experiences over the world. So it'll be the same with Stephen. He's very accommodating and giving of his time. So I'm sure, just like the players will, I'll get just as much out of it, which is exciting from my perspective and also the other coaches.
Is that something you'd like to pursue further, Dan, coaching at another level?
Yeah, certainly is. Certainly is. It's an aspiration of mine to sort of test the uncharted borders in terms of how high I can go. But at the moment, you know, the priority is Sutherland and getting success with Sutherland and most importantly, leaving a sustainable culture and winning culture at that.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Dan Rickson, the Sutherland coach, as far as cricket's concerned. We've got Steve Smith playing for Sutherland, along with Shane Watson and those other names you went through up against Mossman come the weekend. Dan, obviously, you can learn a lot from Steve Smith, but Dad Steve is still involved with Pakistan, isn't he?
No, he's finished up with Pakistan.
He's finished,
now,
isn't he?
Which,
right.
Yeah, recently finished up a successful campaign there, and we're very fortunate to have him involved at Sutherland.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's around whenever he's in Sydney, he's around running the keepers. He's actually coaching the T20 squad this year and coordinating all the first grade fielding as well, along with all the general mentoring around the place as well, which he does very well.
So you get to boss him around now.
I'll say that now. However, I'm sure I'll hear the repercussions of that later on.
Yeah. Oh well, there'll be plenty of pressure going. Going your way, I suppose, when you throw out your team on the weekend, and you know when you got Steve Smith, Watson, Dorfus, and Austin Waugh in it, there'll be plenty of people expecting you just to win.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, last year we had a very successful campaign in first grade with a group of players who probably no one expected as much as what they delivered. We managed to play for finals in all three formats. So there's no expectations last year. However, obviously, with the wealth of knowledge and experience that comes with this team comes expectations. So, yeah, there'll be some element of pressure, but I guess that's grade cricket, and, you know, you take that with all the positives that come with it.
Now, it's a one-dayer this weekend. Can we give everyone the details, Dan?
Yep, certainly. It's 9:30 kickoff at Glen McGrath Oval against Mossman, and yeah, that's it's the first of the one-day competition, which I think is five throughout the year.
Dan, you know Stewie Clark's filthy that the name or the oval wasn't named after him.
Yeah, it's not a discussion that I've had with Stewie. I'm sure there'll be something there. We're very lucky to have him on the committee this year. So if he's filthy, then he's hidden it very well through his volunteer work with the club.
Well, he might hide it very well to you guys, but when he's with us, he raves on about it all the time. How dare they give it to McGrath?
He said that McGrath was just a blow-in.
Yeah.
Couldn't bowl.
Yeah. Well, Stewie being a local junior as he is and being the calibre of player that he is, I'm sure he'd be able to make a case.
So he'll be on the tongs in the barbecue on the weekend, will he?
Yeah, I should expect so.
Dan, how many games will you have Steve for?
That's a good question. There's obviously a few domestic or a few international competitions going around that he may show interest in. He hasn't given us an definite number, but he has assured us when he is around, he will be playing. So
right.
He's committed his time to obviously making Sutherland the strongest club in Sydney. So we're extremely lucky to have him whenever we do have him. So yep. Whenever we do, it's a bonus.
That's great. And we encourage everyone to get down there to Glen McGrath Oval from 9:30 on Saturday morning, taking on Mossman in the opening weekend of grade cricket. We wish you all the best, Dan.
Thank you very much, boys.